Welcome to our podcast Step into the Future, which is all about fashion, sustainability and social change. My name is Katharina Latlife and I work for Melaware in the PR and sustainability team. Today I am very happy to have Munisha Nake from Mumbai, India as our guest. Munisha is the founder of the social and environmental enterprise RUR. We got to know Munisha through her husband Amit Nake, who runs PureCord's Eco Lifestyle, which is our garment producer in Umagam, Gujarat, India. And during our last visit in India, we had the chance to see the fantastic work of Munisha and her whole team, and immediately thought about having her as a guest in our podcast. Yeah, Munisha is running a social and environmental enterprise, RUR, which stands for Are You Reducing, Reusing and Recycling? Munisha has won several national and international awards for her work for the environment and the communities in India. For example, the Entrepreneur Award in India and the awards in composting solutions in the US. But maybe first to you, Munisha, can you briefly introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and which background you have?
Hi, everyone, and namaste from Mumbai, India. I am Munisha Nake, and I'm really grateful to Katharina and Henning, who are part of the Melaware team, to invite me as their guest and take care of me here in Europe. And I am really excited to be part of this podcast. I'd like to share a little bit about myself. I have been raised in a big city in Mumbai, India, where I grew up and pursued my studies in engineering. I have done my electronics engineering in India. That's the undergraduate program. And then I pursued my Master's of Science in Industrial Engineering and Technology Management at Stanford University in California. And when I came back to India, after having worked in the software space for a few years, I worked in machine design with my family business. And as I got to become a mother of two children, that's how the seed of RUR was sown. And I am now part of this organization, RUR Green Life. That's RU, Reducing, Reusing, Recycling. And we work on sustainable and decentralized waste management solutions, how we can create technological solutions to maximize recycling and minimize the impact of waste on the environment.
Cool. That sounds really interesting. I know that you got the idea for RUR 10 years ago in Umagam, which is a little town 2 hours north of Mumbai, close to also our textile production. What made you start RUR? How did you get the idea?
So while I was on a sabbatical from my work, I had taken a break after becoming a mom of two children. My daughters, Ananya and Sakshi, they are now 15 and the younger one is 13 years old. So back then when they were small kids, I was taking that responsibility and I realized that the air pollution had increased. And I used to spend a lot of time in Umargaon, that's our farm, away from Mumbai. And had really grown up enjoying the greenery, and we have lots of mango trees and coconut trees, and it's very beautiful out there. And when I would go up and down the train from Mumbai to Margao, I saw a lot of waste on the tracks and around, especially the one-time disposable plastics. And I could feel that there was lesser and lesser clean air around for the children to grow up in. And that's where really I wanted to do something. And actually, I started the working towards making our own home in the city greener and what we as a family could contribute. The more I got to know about sustainability and how our family can live a sustainable lifestyle, I focused a lot on the waste having a bigger impact. And that's how the seed was sown. And RUR was born with a vision to create eco-conscious citizens who maximize their waste recycling by adopting green practices like reduce, reuse, recycle. And that's how we started our journey as a volunteer forum. Mm-hmm. I got to spread some awareness among the parents in my children's school. And we got together as a few group of mothers who started working on sustainable practices, like simple things at home. We would adopt, use more cloth bags. We started collecting all our waste separately, weighing our waste, analyzing what we can do. And we realized there was a lot more we could do mm-hmm. to save the environment. And that's how then I decided to focus fully on waste management and make a difference towards a cleaner and greener environment.
Okay, cool. So you started in your individual housing community and your family, and then you made it a little bit bigger.
Yeah, replicated it to many more people.
Cool. And nowadays, one of your main products is a wet waste composter.
Right.
Can you maybe very shortly explain how this works and how you're doing it? That
recycling.
You sell it to your customers and how how this has an impact.
So when we started as initial few years of RUR, we focused on a lot of environment education. I would spend a lot of time and effort to reach out to people to think about their waste, to work towards segregation at source, to work towards recycling all their waste. And once I started composting my own biodegradable waste at home, I realized that it was very easy and simple to do, but people were not adopting it easily in the city, especially in Mumbai, where it's very, the population density is huge, that people are lacking space, and we needed something simple. The technology gap was big for people to adopt composting. Mm-hmm. And as in India, 70% of our waste is biodegradable, organic waste of coming out of household, I realized that's very important to compost it at source. And I spent a few years and designed a very simple composter. It's called the RUR Green Gold Biocomposter. And the philosophy of the design was to replicate the forest, the mm-hmm. way nature works, so that it's more sustainable. And composting is a magical process. Just like it happens in an environment in the forest. So our Ayurvedic biocomposter works on the principles of air, temperature, moisture. Mm-hmm. That's ATM. And it follows the aerobic decomposition of waste.
Yeah.
So what we've designed is an in-vessel system where it is mechanically rotated. You add in the waste, the drum is mechanically rotated, and the feature, the design feature that we've actually filed a patent for in India is the smart air ventilators, which allow continuous oxygenation of the pile, the wet mm-hmm. pile in the composter, preventing any leaks. Because when you're composting, your waste, wet waste, actually has 80% water. A lot of water comes out. So we manage the breakdown of, say, fruit peels, tea leaves, eggshells, meat, fish bones, right at source.
Okay.
So you could do it at home, or you could do it in a community with 100 families or even more. So the biocomposter comes in different sizes, just like the Melaware shirt sizes.
Yeah.
You have the XS, S, M, L.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our composters also XS for a family of four, one family. And then the L can be cascaded. It takes 12 kilograms per day of wet waste. And you can put it together and handle up to 300, 400 kilograms of biodegradable organic wet waste daily. So the composter has actually also been certified by the Indian Green Building Council. So it's a rated product called the Green Pro Rating,
mm-hmm.
which qualifies it to be a sustainable product. And in the design, we've also ensured zero energy. So that's a key feature to make it sustainable. It's mechanically operated. And during the process, we do not add any chemical additives or any additions, making it toxic free, making it very sustainable. So the product that comes out of the composter, the compost, is nutrient rich, very rich in nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And we have tested the compost. So our aim is, at one hand, we are recycling the waste, but at the other hand, we are providing food security for the future, because the compost remediates the soil. It goes back into earth and provides nutrients. And today, the need for the future is to have rich earth, very rich in nutrients for organic farming, to grow organic food. And so we are addressing that as well through our Green Gold biocomposter.
Yeah, in Germany, a lot of families also do composting in their backyard.
Right.
But in a big city like Mumbai, it's not possible. So you invented something so that every family or every building complex can compost their wet waste.
That's right.
And turn it into soil or compost.
Yeah, what we call green gold.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, because I think space is a huge concern in the city.
Yeah.
Also, we have 4 months of monsoon, which is rain. And open pit composting is definitely not easy to do when you have 4 months of monsoon. So this is an in-vessel system, which allows you to compost throughout the year in our climatic condition.
How long does it need to compost?
The cycle time to from wet waste to compost is 30 days.
Okay, so very short.
It's a month. And when we harvest it out with our compost, we can grow again an organic farm. And the key aspect of our wet waste management is it's in situ, which means it's done at source. So waste doesn't have to travel anywhere. So we save a lot of carbon emissions by ensuring the waste is composted at source.
Okay, and does most of the housing communities use the compost actually in their garden or on their rooftop? What are they doing with it?
So a lot of our effort actually at RUR is to encourage the communities to reuse their compost at source in their building or in their complex, either on the ground to increase green cover. And since we are a very sun-rich country, we do rooftop gardening. And our farming is very organic, where we encourage communities to only use the compost and, you know, no pesticides, no chemicals, very natural composting. And we grow the seasonal vegetables, fruits, and flowers.
Yeah. And in your housing communities of your family, you also started a little garden on the rooftop of your building, and you grow vegetables there and use the compost.
Yeah. So it's on the 13th story. It's 13 floors high, and it's overlooking the sea link of Mumbai. And there we have, we are growing in small containers. We grow all vegetables like chilies, herbs, aubergine, okra, tomatoes, and it's amazing.
That's cool.
The wonders of nature.
That's really nice to have nature and a garden within the big city like Mumbai.
Yes.
And on your website, I have read that you are saving 600,000 kg of total waste annual from the landfill. This includes plastic and compost?
Yeah, so this actually is total waste generated at various project sites. We have around 60 plus project sites now in Mumbai, where we compost all the biodegradable waste and collect plastic, paper, metal towards recycling into creative products. And we also have an effort with our projects where we reduce their trash, that's the non-recyclable waste, where we do a lot of education to encourage them to adopt more reusable products like cloth bags. We also create a garbage cleaning enzyme from fruit peels. So this is a cleaning agent. It's a homegrown cleaning agent. So you can clean your vessels, kitchen tops, bathrooms. That way we encourage less packaging.
Mm-hmm.
That's non-recyclable to be helping to maximize recycling. Our aim is actually a city without the landfill.
Yeah.
We wish that we don't have to throw any waste. Yeah, that's our vision.
That would be really great. I wonder, does the Indian government supports you financially? And how do you get new housing communities to start with composting?
So that's actually one of our challenges, like every other company wanting to do something different for the environment. A big effort is to convince communities, that's housing societies, be it 10 houses or 200 or 300, to start composting, because they have to provide space. In urban cities, space is very, it's real estate is really high in Mumbai. So for someone to give, 50 square feet or 100, 200 square feet of space to start the composting system in their building is a little challenging. But we have had some success stories where societies have actually saved in the long term money because now they get their compost free to grow, to put back into the trees and plants. And so they save on buying any fertilizer from the outside. And also they also benefit from the money that they get from the dry recyclables.
Okay.
Because we sell that. There's value in waste.
Yeah.
And when you start segregation at source, then you get more and more value into your waste. So we have been able to convince some societies to adopt this. And now they are the role models, which we are hoping to. On the government side, they have supported us primarily by providing advocacy, where there are very good laws now in India, which actually mandates Mumbaikars or people living in the city and in the state, in various states of India, to start recycling at source, doing their composting, segregating.
Okay.
So the government has a Swachh Bharat mission, which is really helping us push people to do recycling.
Okay. And is it sometimes a challenge to convince housing communities?
Yeah, it's been,
how are you doing it?
It's a slow process. But, where there's a will, there's a way. And we have been working towards focusing and showcasing the value from waste. So we get people to see our project sites, to see the terrace garden. We do a lot of awareness programs. We also are on the digital platforms trying to spread the green message. We hope more and more people will adopt sustainable and decentralized waste management.
That sounds really amazing. We at Melaware also strongly believe that it is possible to live in a world without waste by keeping materials and products within endless cycles.
That's amazing.
If you produce in cycles, you don't produce waste. And we do so because when we observe nature, we see that nature is also able to create a world without waste. And
very true.
We, unfortunately, humans create so much waste that it harms our planet. And you live and run your enterprise in a city like Mumbai, which is one of the world's most populated cities with more than 20 million inhabitants, where waste and waste management is a big issue all the time. And so I come to my last question, which is, what is your personal belief on a world without waste? What gives you hope and energy when it comes to the long-term goal of managing our waste in such a way that it does not harm our planet?
Yeah, it's a great question. Considering I live in Mumbai, where the waste impact is huge. We produce about 10 metric tons of waste daily that gets dumped into landfill, which is not really something that one sees. But if you were to go and see it, you would be completely wanting to do something about it. So once the waste is in front of you, you realize that you need to fix it. So my personal belief about a world without waste is very strong because I have seen through our various programs and projects that we've been working on as a team that we've been able to collect the waste and make it into a valuable resource rather than wrap it into a bag and dump it. And so every time I see the compost that we use produce a melon, produce a beautiful flower, I see some chili coming out of it, that's what gives me hope. Yeah. I see the magic of nature in very small things around me. When I see, like we have a program that we run for Tetra Pak carton recycling. Mm-hmm. We convert those Tetra Pak cartons into school desks. And we give it to needy children. Mm-hmm. And when I see those children sitting on the desk and say, let's recycle, I see a change. And I get motivated that, you know, we can work together to make a long-term world where humans are communing with nature and, you know, doing our bit to save the environment.
Yeah. Thanks, Monisha. This was really interesting. And you gave me so many insights into your work, and I think also for all our listeners it was very interesting.
It was lovely being here.
Thank you. So through your explanations we could learn a lot about waste management in housing societies in Mumbai and how this can be managed better in a way. And we hope that RUR will grow and its impact will get bigger so we can protect our planet and the environment in Mumbai.
Yes.
And in whole India, hopefully soon. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. We are happy if you follow our podcast, Step Into the Future, through our website, Spotify or iTunes, and recommend it to your friends. Thank you and goodbye, and see you the next time.